Did you know that you could support this show by hitting the support button on anchor.fm/13degrees of gold? You can also support us by going to cash.me/13degrees of gold, or just simply listening and sharing this podcast with your friends and family will help keep us on the airways. Support us today. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Aisha Tuamadu. Guys, today I wanted to come to you to talk about growth, right? I have these monumental explosions of growth, leaps and bounds that happen within my psyche on a daily basis. It's like quantum physics, dude. Like, I just have these realizations, like, to a deeper depth every time, right? You know that saying, like, same shit, different day? Well, that shit is real, except the way I respond to things is what makes it different in my life, right? The way that you react to things will create your fate or your destiny, right? So, like, I wanted to talk to you guys about when I knew that I had expanded and grown, like, beyond belief, okay? So there was this one day I was on Facebook, and it seemed like I was just attracting the craziest stuff on Facebook. And, you know, like, I knew somebody was shooting, like, slugs at me directly on Facebook. And so I almost shot a subliminal slug back and posted a meme. But instead of doing that, like, I was so, like, just, oh my God, in that moment, as I was about to post it, like, I'm looking for the meme. I'm in the fields. You know what I mean? Like, I'm searching for the best meme to chop their ass up. And in the middle of me doing that, I stopped. And the thought came to my head, what did they have to endure in order to have nothing else to do but to be coming for me when I did not send for them? I clearly did not send for this person. And if you know me, you know I would give somebody the shirt off my back. I'm the sweetest, most loving friend ever, right? And, you know, I just had to think about it, like, what did they really experience to be able to do this for me? Because this is the deal, right? People can't give you what they don't have, period, right? Like, if you come knock on my door, and you my next door neighbor, and you want some sugar, but all I got is flour, I can't give you no sugar, can I? That don't mean I don't want to be sweet. I just ain't got no sugar for you. You know what I mean? Like, sugar has to be here in order for me to lend you some sugar. So people can't give you respect if they've never received respect. If they don't know what respect is, they don't know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? People can't give you love if they've never received love, if they haven't felt love, if they don't know what love looks like. You know what they can give you? They can give you grief. They can give you fighting. They can give you all the stuff that they've been dished really, really well. Look at it like this. The better somebody is at something, that's those are the people who have experienced that thing the most. You know what I mean? Like, they got it down packed to a T. If all they give you is attitude, that's all they have received. That they have mastered having an attitude. So in that moment, when I had this explosion in my brain, I decided to stop and love that person where they are. I ask my angels and my guides to help me with radical acceptance. And in that moment, I started loving on them because it made sense in my brain that nobody loved them. They didn't know they were loved, right? Somebody loves them. Clearly, they're here. You know, their inner being is in love with them and adores them. Their family probably loves them and adores them. What I mean is they haven't been shown love. They haven't been given a break. They haven't been, you know, like nobody's shed the compassion on them. So in that moment, I immediately started loving. I started loving, sending them light and love. And I asked God to come in and just shower them down with all the love that they needed to receive, right? And I didn't feel any type of way about it. I don't care what they did anymore. They only did it because that's the way that that's their self-defense mechanism. That's how they protect their brain. That's all they know. That's all they know. Train up a child in the way they should go, right? Well, clearly, these are children in adult bodies, and they're doing what they were trained to do. So how about some reprogramming? How about some deprogramming? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't start with anyone outside of myself, though. I had to be the change that I wanted to see in the world. And then the world will change, right? Like, I can't keep matching people's energy and expecting it to stop. The more I match other people's energy, the more the circle continues. Right? I had to like decide that it stops here. I had to suck it up and I had to take those blows. You know what I'm saying? I had to slow the bullet down like Neil in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I see that shit coming now, right? Slow it all the way down. Dial it back. Dial that shit back. I see what this is. I see who you are. I see that you hurting and I love you. And I'm sending you compassion and I'm sending you light and I'm hoping, I'm seeing you win. I'm seeing you in the best light possible because what I wish for you, I wish for myself. And I'm not just wishing this stuff for you just so I can win. I honestly, utterly want you to win. It feels so good to shower you with love and joy and just see you in your ultralight, seeing you as an ultralight being, you know, like that feels good. That feels amazing. It feels so good to give and there is no possible way that person can return it. Do you know how good that feels? Because they don't even know you doing it. They don't even know you are doing it. It feels so good. I'm like the ultimate giver, guys. I am. And it feels amazing for me to just pour people out. You know, pour love on people and just wish them the best. And I get excited when it's me that they choose to explode on. Yes, explode on me. I get excited when it's me that they choose to be angry with. Because had it been somebody else, that might have been the last time they got angry. Am I right? Or am I right? You know what I mean? Like, thank God it was me. It gave me a chance to expand. It gave me a chance to grow. It gave me a chance to be the cooperative component in their story. Right? Like, everything and everybody is a link in the golden chain of life. I have no friends. I have no foes. I have no lovers. I have no enemies. You all are teachers. Every situation is a teacher. Every person is a teacher. Everything is a teacher. How many times are you going to take that course? How many times are you going to do that lesson? How many times are you going to get that work? How many times? How many times are you going to get this work? I'm done getting that work. You feel me? Like, Throw it at me. Throw it at me. I'm double dutch. I'm hopping in. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, when I have mental evolution and mental expansion and mental
clarity. It just feels like it feels like a snow cone on a really, really, really hot day when I haven't had anything to drink for like 2 hours. It's amazing. Like, just melts in your mouth. It's so good. It's so good. Like, there's nothing that compares to it, you guys. So I just want to encourage you to not take things so personal. Don't take anything personal. Just know that when people say things to you and when people do things and when people feel a certain type of way, it absolutely 1,000% has nothing to do with you. Get out of your feelings and love someone else. You know, let me encourage you to do that. You know, and it's like, I used to feel like, but what about me? Who's loving me? Who's loving me? Well, you know what? I had to love other people first, and then they started to love me, or other people started to love me. Just like I was being a cooperative component in their life, and I started loving on them even when they didn't deserve it. I put that in quotation marks because we're all perfect in our own way. But I would love them anyways. And then guess what? I would attract a cooperative component on my path, and there would be people who would love me when I didn't deserve it. I have so many friends now who just love me for no reason at all, just because I'm Aishaytu. They absolutely love me, and they shower me with love. They send me messages in my inbox, and I'm in tears. I'm like, why are you so loving to me? You know, like, These group of women are just phenomenal. They're great, right? And they just love me. So in the midst of me loving people who are being rude to me or who don't know how to love, God is sending me the love I need to keep loving them. Isn't that beautiful? Like, it's so amazing, guys. It's so amazing. So I challenge you to meet people where they are and don't expect, ooh, that's my poetry snap. Ooh, that was deep. Don't expect. Release the expectation. Expectation will have you feeling crazy every time. Release the expectation, guys. Don't expect people to give you something they don't have. They can't give you what they ain't got. I'm Crip. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't expect people to give you what they don't have. It's just not gonna happen. Like, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. I had to stop looking for love in all the wrong places. I had to start being the love in all the right places. You underdig? You know what I'm talking about? I had to start being the love in all the right places. And then love started coming out of nowhere. It started hitting me in the forehead, falling out the sky, falling in my lap. Like, love, love, love. Everywhere I go, showered in love, right? I had to stop looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love from somebody who is challenged, who has never been loved, and who spews lots of attitude, grief, and you know, always wants to fight, is like, it's the equivalent to you walking into a homeless shelter and asking 500 homeless people for $1,000. Even if they had $1,000 to give you, they not going to give it up because they're in a homeless shelter and they might need that $1,000. But you're looking for a loan or for offerings in all the wrong places. You don't go to the poor asking for riches. Don't expect, you know, that to come about in the way that you're hoping it would come about, right? Your better bet is to go where the money is abundant and where money is flowing and ask them, because it might be like a couple pennies to them, right? Go where love is abundant and seek your love there. Look for love there. Go to your spiritual groups. Go to your energy groups. Go to your church group, wherever love is plentiful. Go there and seek your love. I repeat, do not go on your Facebook group called Throw Them Hands looking for love. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it, guys. Go in there expecting to be the love. Go in expecting to be the light. Go in expecting to be the change. Like, I challenge you guys to set an alarm on your phone and just ask yourself, what did this person have to go through to give me what I'm getting right now? And don't need to know the specifics of their situation, the logistics. You don't need to know any of that. The less details you know, the better. Because the details don't matter. Love them anyways. There is never a reason to not love. There's never a reason to not love. And I just want to hop on real quick and tell you guys that it really feels amazing, guys. Let me give you a reminder. Happiness is not something that falls in your lap. Happiness is a decision. Happiness is something that you have to decide to choose over and over and over and over again. Happiness is something that you have to work at over and over and over again until it becomes second nature. Right? It's so amazing now. If I feel bad about something or I feel just a little down or something, I remember in that moment, like, wait a minute, I don't have to feel this. And I immediately get up and I choose a different thought. I choose a different feeling. I choose a different vibration. I want to encourage you to literally move. When you feel like shit, get up. Move, walk around, go to a window, walk outside, go to the bathroom, go get some water. Maybe you need some electrolytes. Maybe your numbers are off or something. I don't know. But move, like literally move your body, jump up and down, scream, shout, get excited, increase the energy flowing through your body. Jump in a cold pool of water. Do whatever you have to do. But remember, happiness is a choice. Everything's a choice. You really choosing to be salty. You really choosing to be petty. You really choosing to match people's energy. You don't have to choose that. I know that's been the only choice you've been presented majority of your life, but I'm here to present option B. Be happy. That's option B. Be happy. Choose happiness. It feels so much better. And you're helping so many people in the process. You guys, if you would like to be in my hot seat and receive a free coaching session, I want you to email me at 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. Guys, also, I have a wonderful tarot oracle reader. She is my personal reader. I freaking love this lady. Her name is Tamara Bomar. She has a business. It's on Facebook, Peony Lore. I want you guys to email me if you would like to receive a free reading from her live on my show. She is doing free readings for 3 lucky contestants. We want to help you overcome whatever it is that you've been going through. Email me with the topic and your information. Let's see if you qualify to be a candidate live on the show. We're doing it live for you to receive the free reading because I can guarantee there is somebody who is experiencing the exact same thing you're experiencing. So through you being healed, you too are in turn helping others to heal. Right, you guys? Again, the email address, 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. I also want to encourage you guys to support my podcast. You can do that a number of ways. There is a support button on anchor.fm/13degreesofgold. You can also support me by going to cash.me/13degreesofgold. Any amount helps. Any amount is appreciated. Send us donations so we can keep coming on live and giving you the information that you need. My name is Aishay Tuamadu. You guys have been awesome. Until next time, peace.